Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to the finale of Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up, in which our heroes face their greatest challenge yet and discover themselves in unfamiliar surroundings. Previously.
Mickey is a Sasquatch now. I'm going to write that in my notes. Mickey, you went from a bus to me and is now a Sasquatch. All right, so you head into these shifting sands and you walk. And eventually, the back entrance to the grid just disappears into the distance. And you just see all around you, stretching in every direction, shifting yellow sands. The wind picks up and sprays the sand particles into your face, but you carry on unabated. You see this tall spire made of metal and wires reaching up toward the heaven. And the big metal doors open up to reveal a long corridor. And at the end of the corridor, you can see two silhouette-shaped holes. One is gorilla-sized, and one is also Joel-sized. You go through Jackson's?
Yeah.
You step in. Immediately there's a
Guys, it's fine. You can come through.
Mickey slowly, very tentatively, puts his hand in the hole.
We'll return.
As you, like, go to open the doors, you hear Kansas, like, nudge Muckmouth and be like, that's God. Muckmouth, like, no, fuck, it isn't. You cross the threshold, and inside, on the other side of the doors, is a very bizarre-looking room. On the far wall is a giant screen, upon which you see a similar image, a similar pixelated Jackson face to the one you saw in the vid screen Jackson's. Around on either side, to your left and your right, is like a choir of vid screen Jacksons standing there watching. They don't move when you enter. They just watch you as you come through the large double doors. In front of you, in between you and the vid screen Jackson, are two on a like metal tiled floor, are two what look like metal coffins. So not coffin shaped, but they're like metal
capsules.
Like, capsules, yeah. The vid screen Jackson, the moment you come in, he's like, oh, sweet, so this is when I wanted you to come in. Not before, when you were like, you got one of these cunts. When he makes the gesturing, which I made with my thumb, a large tentacly robot hand comes out from the side of the vid screen and gestures with its thumb towards one of the vid screen Jacksons.
What?
What's happening?
So, all right, fellas, look, I feel like you deserve an explanation, and that's fair, okay? You've been bumbling around the wasteland for hours.
And weeks, really.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you're here. All right? So, I died. Oh, bummer. That was a shame.
Real shame.
Right?
Yeah.
What about that restraining order?
But when I came back, world ended. That means restraining orders are out the window. Doesn't matter anymore. When I came back, though.
You came, yeah?
Right? Yeah, because you think I'm going to put a Joel back in an ape and I'm not going to come back? Come on.
Yeah, no, fair.
That makes sense.
Nah, I should have thought about that before.
But yeah. See, when...
Didn't realize you could do...
When... And he starts waggling one of his robot fingers. When I came back... See, when I left, when I died, and in my will, I left all of my technology to the military.
Yeah.
I sort of thought, oh, the military will take, you know, all of my brilliant inventions. But all they fucking wanted was the cloning technology. You know? Like, yeah, it's great. I get it. You know, like, it was good technology.
Yeah.
What's better than
yeah.
one dinosaur? Too many dinosaurs.
Like, still, my question, though, is that not really many dinosaurs.
Yeah, well,
still.
That's because the military didn't take that, did they? They just took the cloning technology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
rough, right? But I knew that I had something up my sleeves that the military would love, but I just had to get it working, right? I just had to cut away some of the fat, drop a sneaky vehicle bomb, you know?
Yeah, about that.
Cut any ties that they had. And then, once all of their training was complete, I could give the military my two greatest warriors who went through Dinosaur Park, came out largely unscratched.
Wait, what?
Right? But you got one more like little challenge before you're going to be complete, before I'm going to be happy to hand you over to the military.
What? Why?
Several snaking tentacle arms come out from under the tiles and attach themselves to your hands and wrists.
Stop, hang on. Wait, what do you mean give us? What do you mean, wait, hang on?
Well,
we were just theme park.
But you're amazing. You made it through the entire apocalypse. You went to the dinosaur city. I saw you get those swine men. Yeah. Tell me you're not more impressive than cloning technology, fellas. Come on. The claws clamp around your arms. Big metal cuffs clamp around your legs, and they start lifting you from the ground. You resisting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just wanted... They said we'd stop the wasteland.
Yeah. Well, I had to input some rumors around so that you'd get here. And the whole Nan thing.
Yeah.
You know, I had to make it work. You struggle your best, but every time, like Ape Joel, maybe you tear your massive ape arms down and snap some of the cables, but for every cable you snap, three more attach themselves to your arms. You maybe also, Joel, push backwards and using the back of your sign sword, cut some, but every time you cut them, more take their place. Eventually, you are manhandled into the tubes, into the pods.
Jackson, I don't want to.
Well, fellas.
Jackson, what's the plan here? What do you want us? Why?
I gotta make sure you're perfect. I'll see you in a bit.
What does that even mean?
As you're placed into the pods, like the arms retract and the top of the pod slides down in front of you. The pods are full of this strange, clear liquid. Stop. You start to feel woozy, tired. The liquid begins to fill the pods.
I like to imagine the last words I say before getting engulfed in this is, I wish I was dead again.
Just all Jacksons are Daryl.
I wish I was dead again. Oh, fuck this.
What is this bullshit?
As you black out, you're gone for a second. And then in front of your eyes, in the blackness, comes this sort of pixelated writing. It says, Mission 1, Joel's to the future. And then it says, objective, get your parents to fuck. The two of you are standing just suddenly like you've just woken up. In a small suburban neighborhood, you can hear
Mallory.
Sunny outside. There's parked cars, lines of houses, and you hear as a car, a DeLorean, pulls up out the front of the house you're at.
All right.
One of the gull wing doors opens up, and Doc Brown himself steps out. Jolts, he says, "We've got to go back."
I'm reservedly just like open one of the wings of the and just hop in the back seat.
Am I still an ape?
No, you're just you.
Oh,
that's
all right.
You got your man body back.
It's like, hey, hi, this is a simulation now.
Hey, Doc. How you going?
Just commit 100%.
So, okay, regular body back.
What's going on,
so
Doc?
It's a simulation now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What happens if we die in this?
You die in the simulation, you die in real life. If you ask that out loud, a Jackson voice. Die in the simulation, die in real life. Come on, fellas.
Jackson, what is this bullshit?
You get no response. Hop in the car, Joel. Come on.
Morty in the car, Doc.
Hi, Doc. All right, fine. Where are we going?
We've got to go back to 1955, the night your parents fucked. We've got to get them to fuck again. Otherwise, you'll never be born.
That was the plot of Back to the Future.
He puts the car in go and off you drive.
Drive,
thank you. He puts the car in drive and off you go. Leaving behind two streaks of fire and his spinning number plate, you disappear back to 1955. The DeLorean pulls up out the front of the Undersea Dance. It's 1955. There are teenagers everywhere. Doc Brown pulls up out the front of the school.
Yeah.
Your parents are in there somewhere.
Yep.
If they don't fuck tonight, you're done.
All right.
All right. So,
what's our plan? Also,
First of all, also Joel.
Yes. Ape Joel.
You're still calling him Ape Joel.
I'm happy for that to stick, but let it be known that I am a man Ape Joel at the moment.
All right, man Ape Joel.
Mape Joel.
Mape Joel. Yes, Mape Joel.
These are teenagers. They're like 16, 17.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 25. You're pushing 30.
Yeah.
How are we going to do this?
Yeah, I was about to say.
That's a good line.
All right. Shit. Are we going to play good Joel, bad Joel? Are we going to just wingman? How are we doing this?
Good Joel, bad Joel won't work when a 25-year-old man and his 30-year-old companion walk into a school dance like you two should fuck.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, what's Doc?
Yes?
What's the problem that makes them not fuck? Is it just us being here? Because we could just kick it in the car.
No, because we went back in the... You see, like, Doc Brown start to, like, just kind of, like, glitch out as you say that. He's like, no, because we went back in the past, so you gotta get in there.
Yeah, yeah. So we went back, and what did we do? What did we do again?
Okay, this time he's like, you went back and you fucked it up. Get in there and make your parents fuck.
How do we fuck it out?
The old just keep asking the same question until you roll high enough trick.
It's a good one. Doc Brown, he's like, I don't know why we're having this conversation. When he gestures to his watch, he's like, time.
Hi, Doc. Hey, it's all right, Doc.
It's okay, Doc.
It's okay, Doc. Hang on. It's all right, Doc. There we go.
All right, plan of attack.
Yeah. What's
teenagers
plan of attack?
Is dumb as fuck.
They are.
Make them think it's apocalypse and they need to repopulate the earth.
That's dumb as fuck.
It'll work.
No.
You know that the school will have a loudspeaker.
No, look.
Over which you
look.
Can communicate.
All right, what's
your
idea? Because
well, clearly we
so
went...
that's idea one.
Let's just table that.
Idea one, make them think there's an apocalypse.
Clearly,
so
we went back in time before.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, what? You know that. Use your new movie knowledge. We clearly went back in time and we fucked up. Right? So we've got to stop ourselves.
Well, I mean, like, in Back to the Future that I remember,
mm-hmm.
the reason it happens is Marty gets hit by a car. So if we got hit by a car.
That's, I guess we were at the dance. It's already happened.
Marty doesn't get hit by the car.
So basically, what
his
we
dad
have,
does.
So what
no,
we have,
no, no,
yeah,
Marty
yeah.
causes a car to hit his dad.
So what no, we got to do?
Marty
look,
pushes his dad
clearly,
out of the way.
Our mum is about to get raped by Biff.
Let's
so
okay, but also our mum wants to fuck us a bit.
I know, no, I know. That's fine, but we've got to make George, our dad, punch out Biff.
Tough dad, fuck good.
Yeah.
Righto, you enter the dance to search for your dad,
which means that is mum trying to bang. And she's 16 and we're 25 and 30. Fucking hell, Mom. Stop.
Radio, you wander into the school dance.
Yeah.
As you enter, everybody's like, as I'm just adults coming to the school. That's a little askew. But nobody says it.
Chaperoning, anything. Mate.
Chaperoning what kids?
Like, you know, teachers?
Yeah.
These ones.
We're young parents.
You know, when you get teachers, they're like, hey, you get parents to come in and...
True.
We're part of the PTA.
It was a different era. They didn't ask questions.
1955, they were just like, whatever.
Whatever.
Adults at a dance? See,
fine.
Just punch that kid out if it's mouthing off. Just a shit.
Yeah.
Right here. So you enter the school. Mm-hmm. You walk to sort of the... basketball court, the indoor basketball court where the dance is being held. There's a stage set up. There's a guitar unused on the stage and a lot of kids dancing amongst themselves.
Mm-hmm.
There's a band playing as well. A lot of kids dancing amongst themselves on the dance floor.
Yeah.
You're scanning for your papa and just papa?
Papa, mum, and Biff.
Oh, yeah.
I'm assuming Biff's around.
Because,
like...
Yeah,
like,
he is.
That's the plot, yeah? Wait, does he Jackson, remember how...
I'm starting to think that this is... Well, it's clearly a simulation. I don't even know why we're fucking doing this bullshit, but we have to, otherwise we die, I guess. And that's shit as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, what do you mean? If we fail, we don't... Oh, wait, if we die and we don't exist, then I guess we don't...
And he's clearly fucking misremembered this film. So, look, we're going to be flying a bit blind here because...
Does he want us to play a music?
What? What genre of music should I introduce?
It's just sort of like the puzzle of this part. It's just like, the fuck does Jackson want out of us?
We need to get our mom to fuck our dad, but do we need to like...
We also need to invent rock.
Does it have to be rock music, or just do we just have to invent a style of music? If I jump up there and give a bit of a rap, will the kids love it?
I'm assuming.
I don't know any raps.
Mm.
Just try.
Mom's spaghetti. You'll be great.
Get up on stage and try to remember M&M's.
Lose yourself.
You got them?
Yes.
All right, you did that. I'm going to go and just like...
Fine, Mom. Punch out Biff.
I'm going to like, you know, stalk Biff.
Mm-hmm. Fluff a dad.
And be like, hey, dad, I'm in George. George, dad. Punch out Biff. And maybe like, you know, help him out. Punch out Biff. That'll be all right.
Training montage.
Yep.
Because you got smack him in the mouth abilities.
Yeah.
Teach
George
that.
I'll go up to George and be like, mate, Biff, rapist. What? Let's have a bit of a training montage.
I want to say after a bit of searching, you find George, he's sort of in some of the high school proper away from the basketball court. He's near some lockers, and he seems like he's mad at himself for some reason. Yeah. You're going to approach him and just be like, Biff's a rapist?
I'm like, yo, mate, what's he mad about?
Ah, gee, I'm just such a nerd.
Don't worry. I know how to have for you to not be a
nerd. Who are you?
I thought we knew each other.
Not George. I suppose you did. No, but you just came back in time.
No, but he knew us from previous. Fucking know the bloody plot. Look, I'm just an old custodian here who helps teens out when they're in trouble. Oh,
school counselor.
Do I sound like a rapist?
Say you're a school counselor.
School counselor.
I'm just a custodian who helps teens in trouble. School counselor is what I meant. You do not convince him. He's like, I don't want any. I think I gotta be somewhere.
No. It's all right. I convince him with my handsomeness and lying abilities.
You're so handsome that he's like, wait, you gonna help me not be a nerd?
Yes, I am.
How?
Let me tell you about the 80s style training montage, and then I want to just do a quick montage.
Okay, let's roll for montage.
Roll for montage.
No, look, that's a fine montage. As you try, like, you just try and force a montage, being aware that you're existing within a simulation, you just try and bend it to your will. And, hey, maybe your time in your own mindscape creating something out of nothing helps. But you sort of just... All of a sudden, you're sitting there, maybe in, like, another part of the school, like in a gym, and... George is just punching the boxing bag, and then suddenly you're in another part, and he's maybe talking to himself in the mirror, talking himself up, and you just montage it good. And as you're montaging, you can just see the simulation sort of glitching out all over the place. Like, what's happening is just not meant to happen at all. Ape Joel, you're standing, you make your way through the crowd to the stage where the electric guitar is set up. The band stops playing, and all the kids turn to you.
That bit was like... You're not going to love this, but your kids... No, it's like, you're not going to love this, but your kids will love this.
All right.
The kids are like, just the band stops. It's like an awkward...
I'll be like, all right, give me a sick beat, drummer.
He plays a fat one.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for coming out to the school dance. I've just got some new material I'd like to work on, and I think you're all going to love it. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mum's spaghetti. He's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop palms. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud. He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking now. Everybody's joking now. The clock's run out. Time's up. Over. Blow. Snap back to reality. Up there goes gravity. Up there goes gravity. Chokes. It's all over. And something. Anyway, I hope you're all having a great night.
Perfect.
Perfectly done. Perfectly done. The crowd just like. The crowd just watching you is like, and it's not a clap that crescendos into applause. It's more the clap of people who are like, I am a person from the 1950s, and I'm not sure whether that person just had a stroke.
One guy holding out a phone, like, you gotta hear, this is fucking whack.
Hey, is the sound you've been maybe looking for? Is this what a stroke sounds like?
Hello, 911? 911? I meant 911.
Hello, 911. Is that a stroke sounds like? As you're rapping as well, you can see the crowd glitching out, similarly to how it was glitching out before when you were questioning the nature of the simulation. Also, Joel, eventually you find yourself in a car park out the front of the school. Like, the montage just ends and you're out the front of the school with George, and you can see Biff putting the moves on your mom in the car.
Mm.
In, you know, the classic scene. Slightly misremembered, but the classic scene.
And in the background, you can probably just hear, and it feels so empty without
me. Just carrying on.
Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na.
I'm like,
well, this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me. Anyway, that's what's in the happening.
That's your background sound.
That's real strange.
That's sort of curious. I don't
like. Like the drama, just like...
I love that you're like, hey, drummer, play a tune, but he just played like some 1950s, like, bop, bop, up.
Actually, because, yeah, like a standard rock beat wouldn't even really exist at that point. It'd be like jazz drums.
Yeah.
Also good. You know what to do, George. Go over there.
Smack him in the mouth.
Protect.
George goes.
Mum. What's her name again? What's Mum's name?
Oh, Lorraine.
Yo, you there. Protect Lorraine. Smack Biff in the mouth with your rippling muscles that you now have because of that montage.
With a real Slim Shady, please stand up. Please stand up. Please stand up.
As you say that, you're like, he kind of like a muscle appears and then sort of disappears. He sort of bulges a bit. The world kind of glitches around him again.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, Biff, like, it kind of subsides after a while. Biff goes up, not Biff, George goes up behind Biff, brings back his fist and slams him in the back of the head. Biff collapses onto the ground. Maybe dead. Probably not dead, but you're not sure? Like, he did it with a lot of force.
Well, like,
Lorraine was just kind of like comes out of the car like...
He was about to, you know.
Hey, I mean, like, it's for the best.
It's probably what it deserves, really.
Yeah, it's probably good.
Yeah.
Lorraine comes out and embraces George. You get the feeling that maybe you've done right.
Sick. I just want to be like, oh, I should have told him not to hire Biff to wash our cars, because...
That's annoying and a weird scene in the original film.
It's a little strange.
You feel, whilst you're just fucking destroying with the rhymes, you feel like in your pockets something suddenly appear. You feel like a weight of some variety or like something sticking into you.
Right.
Pull it out?
Yeah. Yep.
On stage.
Whilst you're rapping, just so pull it out and without me. Oh, it's a photo, and it's a photo of you and your brother and sister. And you're clear, you're not fading away.
Oh, that's good.
Sick.
Mom put out and that's all right.
Well done, Mom. She put out and then she put out 5 years later, I guess.
Yeah, because we're not the same age. Why are we both fading away?
The entire world starts to disappear. It fades away until it's just a tiny white dot. And then it's blackness again. And then, appearing in front of you, Joel alone. Objective. You, Ape Joel. See, objective, steal from Joel's house. You, also Joel, see, objective, defend your house. You come to a child inside the empty McAllister mansion. You, Ape Joel, come to an adult man inside a van out the front of the McAllister mansion. What do?
Jackson!
Marv is also in the car with you.
Jackson! Jackson!
There's no reply.
If we die in simulation, you die in real life. How's there an objective to this one? Jackson! Marv, stop looking at me.
We gotta bust in. Get the kid.
All right. I turn on the van and just careen for the house.
Also, Joel, like, maybe you're just like standing up from sitting on like your stairs. You just look out the window. As a white van, Marv is like, no, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Just through that massive glass window they have. Just fucking floor it through there.
I go and try and scrabble for some bricks.
You get maybe the fireplace, and you pull some bricks away from the hearth. You rolled real low. Your car's van just slams into the fence, and both of your necks snap when you get terrible whiplash.
His mom's still alive.
I was going to brain him if he uses Olo.
Oh, no. A heist?
You're like, oh, look over. Mom is quite dead.
Oh, no.
You've collected, say, 6 bricks.
Why didn't he put on the seatbelt?
See the van just slam into the front.
Can I get upstairs in like a position where the like so I can throw bricks at?
Yeah, you manage to scrabble up the stories until you're at an open attic window. You can see also Joel in the front.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Seat of the bandit's van.
Just hurl the brick at the van. I'm like,
oh, no.
Also, Joel, maybe try and get Marv.
You're like, oh boy, he died. You turn around and a brick slams into the windshield, through the windshield, and into your chest. Take 2 damage.
What?
Do I still have the same amount of health as
no, I? No, you've healed up every simulation.
Yeah, but like,
it's still like 10.
Yeah, yeah, it's still. You still keep all of your. You're still you. Still got your body.
Well,
somewhere in a vat, your chest just depresses in as a brick connects.
Oh, sorry, Joel.
Wait.
Yeah.
Also, Joel.
Yeah.
What? So, what are we? Because, like, why are we fighting?
I don't know.
Because do we have to recreate the film? Probably because I killed Mark.
Oh.
Yeah, shit.
He's just going to come downstairs.
Just want to get... I mean, like, the movie ends with the cops being called on me, but, like, if you just get in the van and I win, is that still...
No, like, maybe you just got to call the cops and be like...
Okay, look.
How about this? I'll call...
You call the cops. I'll just lie down in your driveway or some shit.
Yeah.
No, actually, fuck that.
Uh-huh.
I'll get in the van and I'll pretend I crashed accidentally. And just call the cops at me. And I'll be recognized as a wet bandit and go to jail.
Yeah?
Yeah, do that.
All right. Done.
Sick.
You walk back into the house, little child also, Joel. Pick up the phone, dial 000 or 911. 911. Dial 911. Emergency.
Yeah, there's been a van crash into my house.
Okay, is anybody injured?
I think the passenger might be does not look like he's in a good way, and the driver potentially has whiplash, and it dislodged a brick from the house and it went into his chest. He seems injured.
Look, we'll probably be over in a bit.
Maybe send an ambulance, because one is clearly dead. Maybe you should come quicker.
Kid, look, we don't want any prank calls, okay?
This isn't a... There's a man who is dead in my lawn. In a van.
Okay. After a bit of arguing with the cop on the phone, he finally takes you seriously. He's like, all right, we'll send out a car. He hangs up, or you hang up, and you know a car is on the way.
Yep. I walk over, open the front door. Yes. Cop's on the way. You're right? Sorry about the brick, I just...
No. I was confused too, it's fine.
I thought that was what we had to do, and I can get a tarantula, you can crawl on your face if
you... No, that's... I'll just wait for the cops, yeah. It's alright.
Eventually you just hear like, woo, from the cop sirens, and two police cars pull up out the front, an ambulance as well.
I'll go make you a coffee or something.
Thanks, man.
You make a fine coffee with the machine. You bring it out to him.
Coffee, have a cocoa.
The cops arrive. They're like, sir, question.
Yes.
He's like, sir, were you driving when you crashed the van?
Yes.
What was the reason for the crash? Paramedics are taking Marv away.
Is my friend okay?
I'm afraid he's passed.
Fuck. That's garbage.
I'm 10 and saw a dead body. That's weird.
That's fucked.
Sarah, I'm probably going to need to take you in for questioning.
Yeah, the roads were real icy.
Sorry?
The roads were real icy.
Okay. We'll take you in for questioning to the police station, though. Yeah, no worries. Yeah. Would you like to hop in the squad car?
Yes, please.
Hop in the squad car.
Also, I'm home alone and my parents have left me.
The simulation just fizzled for a bit. It's like a... kind of like comes down from... the whole scenario and echoes that, like, kind of like a shockwave goes out as everything glitches for a second, then comes back to normal. But it's like the whole, like, the CPU of the simulation is struggling under the events that are occurring. One of the cops goes to me and he's like, "Where are your parents?"
So we went to get on a plane, but they left me here. They didn't wake me up in time. I'm a sleepy baby boy, and I missed the plane. I don't know where they are. Can you help me?
There's another shockwave goes out. Stuff, like, in the distance, houses, cars start to, like, shift and glitch and just stay permanently stuck. Seems like you're overloading something. They get you in the back of the squad car and start driving. And as you drive, you leave, like, a wake of destroyed simulation wherever you go. These are not the events of Home Alone. And you can tell that whatever simulation this was not meant to, like... As you drive, after a while, you realize that you're just on an infinite road because they never went to a police station in the original Home Alone. Simulation's just not prepared for it.
They went to jail.
You never saw them go to jail. You just saw them drive to jail.
Yeah. From my perspective, it's fucked. But from his, it should be fine.
Yeah, from yours, it's fine.
So
the cop's like, okay, you're hopping a squad car as well.
Yeah, I think something about bandits.
The cop's like,
wet bandits?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
The wet bandits. We know the wet bandits. They've been hitting houses all over this area.
Yeah, I think they were them. Just wanna...
Oh, the dead one and the one we got in the car.
Yeah. Yeah, is that going to hurry this up?
There's another... And the cop himself is like... Eh, eh. just trapped, glitching out. The car you're in just stops glitching out. The simulation is just a mess. Things are falling apart all around you. The world is like just on the out. You can see the whites of the edge of the simulation.
Jackson, I think we've solved the problem.
We did in the sky.
We did a Home Alone.
Giant pixelated Jackson face appears. You fucked it. You did this one so wrong.
Nah.
Come on.
I wind down the cop window and stick my head out. No, we didn't. I went to jail.
This one's broken. A giant pixelated hand comes out of the sky, touches the ground, and it all goes to black again.
We did it.
Another. Written on the screen. In front of you on the screen. Written in front of you, floating, hovering. Joel of the Rings. Objective. Destroy the ring. You come to, sitting in your cozy hobbit hole, as Gandalf the Grey explains to you that you need to destroy the ring. The one ring. The one ring to rule them all.
Gotcha. Destroy that ring. Yep.
You, go outside, listening in, Gamgee style, hear this conversation.
Yep. Sam's listening, by the way, Gandalf.
Gandalf goes, picks you up, like, brings you inside. Well, if you've been listening in, you've got to come along as well.
Yep, he's going to carry it. It's going to be like a Sholob thing. Anyway, yes.
It's going to be a blast.
It's going to be a blast. He's going to carry me. It's going to be great. Yep.
I have to go for some reason. I forget why.
That seems like...
I'll be back at Rivendell, though.
That seems like something that Jack would do. Yep, of course.
He gives the ring to you. That's how that gets on his horse and goes. The two of you just sitting in the hobbit hole. You have the one ring, the ring to rule them all.
All right, well, I remember this. I don't know how much Jackson does. So we need Pip and Merrin.
We need those two other hobbits. And then we need to go get the other five of the nine.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to have to...
One of them's Gandalf, who just left.
Yep, but don't worry.
That's Rivendell.
Yeah.
Look, and everyone will be like, my axe. And I'm like, yeah, good.
Well, he's got to go find Strider, all right?
Who?
Strider. Viggo Mortensen.
Aragorn.
Yes.
Why didn't you fucking just say Aragorn?
Because his name's Strider. We don't... At this point, we don't know he's Aragorn.
I know it's Aragorn, though.
I know, but...
But what's the difference? Hang on. Yes. Why do they call him Strider? Why does he change his name?
His name for a bit is Strider. He's a ranger.
In the sky. Outside. A very frustrated-looking Jackson face appears. Fellas!
Yes!
What?
You gotta... Didn't you see the objective? What are you doing arguing about Strider?
Why is he named Strider?
I don't know. I don't remember.
No, but like, I just don't get it. Why?
Because
like,
he was one of the...
He strides!
Like, he's one of the kings, and they didn't want to be a king.
Oh, because he's the king in Return of the King.
He put his name down as like Strider.
Jackson in the sky goes down, reaches his pixelated hand, grabs the earth, and just kind of like pulls it. And all of a sudden, you're on the steps of Mount Doom. Just drop it in.
No. I put it on.
You disappear. You're in the spooky white world.
That's all right. Fuck you, Jackson. Let me finish this conversation, Jackson, then I'll fucking get to it.
I thought we got to it.
No! So he was a king.
Oh. You sons of bitches.
He was a king. But then he decided he got sick. Oh, or was he one of the men that had one of those other shit rings?
The Jackson hand reaches down again, grabs the earth, and shifts you until you're standing on the lip of the cliff leading into the lava of Mount Doom below you. Gollum is like, give me the ring. I needs it.
I'm going to do something silly just because I want to figure this fucking conversation out. Just put the ring in my mouth. Fucking... I haven't swallowed it, but I will if you don't let me fucking finish.
Jackson just like, all right.
All right. Yeah. So.
Jackson's hand reaches in through the cave entrance and just grabs Gollum. Just so he doesn't, you know, like bite your finger off. Just have the conversation.
So he calls himself Strider.
Yeah.
Because he was a king but doesn't want to be a king.
Like he's like going to be the king, but he's like, nah, I'm going to chill and demone rangering bit for a bit. And they just call him Strider for a while.
So they call him Strider even though, like, I mean, he still looks like Aragorn. So, like, people see him and be like, that's Aragorn.
Yeah, but look, there's no TV. There's no fucking photographs. How are they going to be like, oh, that bearded fucking long-haired black-headed guy, that's goddamn Aragorn? No, because it's, how are you going to describe him? He's beardy. He's got black. He's wiry looking. Fucking use your head.
Yeah, but
fucking
like...
Fucking fuckwit.
But, like, another bloke could be called Aragorn. He could be like, I'm not a king, I'm a fucking ranger. Leave me alone.
The exactly. Jackson finger just starts tapping on the stone.
I just don't understand. You know what? I spit the ring into Mount Doom. You fucking happy? I hate this universe. It's shit.
Objective complete. Finally.
Fucking Viggo Mortensen. I always liked Eastern Promises better.
That was a good film.
Yeah.
A final title appears in front of you, glowing. It says, Joel Tanak.
Mm.
And underneath that, it says, objective.
Sink the Titanic.
Destroy Titanic. Joel, also Ape Joel, you, with a breath, you wake sitting at a table full of fancy, rich, turn-of-the-century, old-money individuals. You're wearing the most gorgeous of dresses.
Fuck yeah,
the sea breeze blows through your hair. You're like on a table outside. Also, Joel, mm-hmm. you come to sitting in the low quarters with all of the happy Irish people, dancing away. You're poor, but you're happy.
Bullshit, I want to be Billy Zane. Fine.
No one wants to be Billy Zane. Not even Billy Zane.
Yeah, right. I'll happily dance.
Radio. You dance quite a jig into the night. Also, Ape Joel?
All right. I don't remember Titanic very well. I mean, I know how it sinks. So really, we just need to wait this out.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't need to do shit.
It's their own fault.
You know what?
Fault.
I'll fucking just go up to the tower, the bloke that's got the binoculars, I'll just take his binoculars, so he definitely won't fucking see it.
You, yeah. Like, just get up from the table.
I think they didn't have that anyway.
No, he had binoculars, he was just fucking about.
To a collection of, oh, you just get up from the table and leave.
Sorry, just need to use the pisser.
There is just like,
I just need your popper's cord.
Got to take a massive dump.
Just need to see a man about taking a shit.
You explore the Titanic until eventually you find what is like the lookout's quarters. The not the crow's nest. We are not on pirate ship. But the lookout's quarters. And you find two people in there constantly scanning. I think it's just the captain's room, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. You find the captain's rep, the whatever the fuck you call it. The captain's room. In fact, there's a sign above it that just says captain's room.
I look at the sign. I'm like, yep, good.
You enter. There's a fellow with binoculars. There's the old salty sea captain. He's got his big white beard. He's steering the ship. It's getting to evening.
It sinks like in the night. Remember that much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right, so I think I do anything. I mean, they see it, but then like it's too late. Then he turns. And in fact, him turning it is what fucks it up. Because you need that. Because if it hits it straight on, it technically that was what it was designed for. It was fine. It was him turning. It fucked it up. Don't do anything.
I just introduced myself. Hi, I'm Rose. Really lovely to meet. Joel Rose. I'm Rose.
Joel Rose, I'm the captain. How
nice,
are you?
Nice to meet you. The ship is lovely.
Thank you.
Anyway, I'll be off.
There's like an echoing, oh, fuck, from the sky. As the Jackson face appears, and he's like, wait, shit. A giant hand reaches down, grabs the Titanic, and turns it in the other direction. Pulls it out of the ocean. Faces it away. Sorry. All right, back to it.
What? Hang on. Did you just... What do you do?
That doesn't happen in the movie.
A goat, like, oh, shockwave of glitching goes through the sea and the ship. Yeah. The Jackson face appears in this guy. Just... Come on.
What?
Just explode the ship. Just turn it around and hit the iceberg.
So you want us to explode the ship? Or
what was the objective?
You said destroy the Titanic.
Yeah.
So, but it destroys itself.
Yeah, my bad.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy, really.
So I turned it around.
All right, I speak to the captain. I'm like, hey, captain, we're going the wrong way now. What happened?
The captain's like, oh, good point.
Turns it around.
Grabs the wheel and slowly, over the course of about 20 minutes, because it takes this time, just turns the ship back on par.
I don't know what happened.
No. The Jackson hand reaches down, grabs the Titanic, tears it out of the water, and places it in the other direction.
At this point, I stop dancing and get up on deck. Hey, everyone, I'm Jackal.
Jarose. It's a pleasure.
Jackal, lovely to meet you. Anyway, weird thing. I think you did a full 360. So you meant to do a 180 to go back. See, we're heading
the, captain's
heading
like,
the wrong
course.
Way.
Grabs the wheel and once again turns it around. Jackson, you see, instead of a hand coming down, a giant pixelated leg. And then another giant pixelated leg. Until Jackson is just squatting in front of you, this pixelated giant. If you two don't stop fucking these up.
You're the one that's fucking this up.
Did you fucking watch this movie?
I saw it like 10 years ago.
10?
I'm just saying, it's going to crash itself, and if you keep turning it around, it's not going
to
crash.
I thought I made it very clear what I wanted out of you guys.
You said you want us to crash it. We're crashing it. Are we not crashing it?
Look, fucking guys.
Give me some explosions. Give me some explosives. Like, give me some dynamite.
Jackson Biggs picks up one of his, like, or moves one of his giant hands and rolls dynamite out onto the deck in front of you. There you go.
Thank
you. I throw
you.
The dynamite into the sea. I'm crashing into an iceberg, Jackson. That's how it happens in the film.
Jackson brings back one of his pixelated hands.
I tried.
And just punches the boat in the side. You make me so mad.
Objective complete.
The boat begins to sink. Fuck! Fuck!
We hit an iceberg.
Fuck! The simulation disappears into darkness and you find yourself staring. Just, you feel like you're back in your bodies again. You feel tired, unimaginably tired, but you know that you're once again just floating in the pod. The screen in front of your vision doesn't seem black, it just seems the roof of the pod. What are you going to do?
Can we
move? You're a gorilla again.
Can we move?
Yeah, you can shift around.
Is it a simulation?
No, it doesn't seem like it.
I just use my two ape paws to push.
Your man paws?
And my man paws. I got four arms.
I just use my man paws to psh.
You push. Yes. You push the roofs of the pods off you, and you pull yourselves out of the strange clear liquid. And you see that the room with the pixelated Jackson face is very different. Dust covers everything. Cobwebs string between all of the pipes. The Jacksons with the vid screens are all long dead. Their bodies decaying. On the vid screen, Jackson's pixelated face stares out at you. I thought I made it clear. I thought I had a real good thing going. And you guys just wouldn't been hard, would it?
What?
You got your parents to fuck, you did that fine.
Yeah.
That's the easy one.
I'm so mad at you. Fucked it up. And I can't send you to the military now.
We blew our... Hey. With our parents to fuck, that was fine. You pit us against each other. What were we supposed to do?
One solution is that maybe also Ape Joel could have taken some of the treasure in the house, put it outside the house. You could have got it. Nobody dies. Everyone wins.
No one died anyway. We finished it exactly.
You wrecked that one.
You broke it. We finished it exactly.
I put a lot of time into this.
Exactly how that film ended with them getting arrested. Yes, Marv might have died in ours.
He broke his neck. That's a kid's film. Look, yeah. And I had to move you through Lord of the Rings.
Well, you didn't give us. We were simply asking a very simple question, and then
a bloody hour long conversation.
Have you seen Lord of the Rings? That bloody is an hour long conversation times four.
Yeah, that's more of a 4 hour long conversation with a walk involved. That was you being impatient, Jackson. And the last one, hey, it was on track. You kept fucking turning around.
Anyway. Why is it so dusty? What's wrong?
Oh, just for every 1 second of the simulation, it's 100 years here on Earth.
What?
Oh, that's just how the simulation works. Every 1 second in the simulation, it's 100 years on the
sorry,
Earth.
Sorry, what?
Yeah. Do you want me to explain it again? Every 1 second in the simulation is 100 years
on Earth. No, I got the...
So you know, okay, so a second passes in the simulation. You with me?
Yeah.
And that means that here, outside the simulation, on Earth, in reality, 100 years goes by.
I just punched the screen.
a massive crack just appears in it. Oi!
I'm just like dead, ape face, just with my shit toupee.
So Mickey.
Don't know. Oh, Mickey!
Yeah!
What happened to him?
Our daughter is long dead.
I don't know, my pet's lost a while.
That's true. Mopo's
really How long
Hang
has
on.
Passed?
1 second. That was an hour long
It's been several, probably millenniums.
Where are we, Jackson? Yeah.
Mopo's don't last that long.
Well, one of Jackson's long tentacly hands kind of goes over to a door, opens, presses a button, and a sort of small door opens. That's the rest. You can go and explore the spire if you want. Go for a wander around.
Where are we, Jackson?
Explore this.
The spire we're in.
Yeah, with a mansion?
The spire is where we are now.
what happened to the mansion?
We left that long behind.
What do you mean left that?
When we went to... I feel like I didn't explain this. I feel like I didn't explain the nature of the spire, did I?
No, you said something about military, then you tentacled this.
The spire is a seed, you remember?
Yeah.
It's a seed for another planet. It's like you plant a seed. It's a terraforming thing. Did I not explain that? Did I really not explain that?
No. I just punched the screen again.
Another crack. Like he's like, please stop, because you will kill me.
Oh, wait. Where are we first? We may need to live. Where are we?
You can like wander through that little door he opened up.
No. Tell us, where are we?
Give us a second. The screen like blinks. And it's showing what appears to be like a camera on the outside of the spire. And it's just the inky blackness of space. It blinks back to Jackson. A space!
Son of a bitch.
Thank you for playing Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up. The end. Ape Joel and Also Joel will return in Dinosaur Universe. Ba 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 da ba da. Star Wars.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land? Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand? Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at peddlerspress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to peddlerspress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.